Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for August 21st in the year of our Lord 2015. This is indeed our one of two, and our goal always remains the same. That is to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founders. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, the United States of America as our guide. We believe the checks and balances inspired by the Almighty, put in place by the founders, absolutely brilliant in the solution to the problems we face today. What happened to America, huh? The answer is we've turned our back on the blueprint. Consequently, what is the solution? To return to the principles that made America great. It starts with morality in the people. It starts with realizing there is a greater source of authority and power and guidance rather than government, and that is the Almighty. And ladies and gentlemen, we can use the checks and balances put in place by the founders to not have a revolution, to avoid revolution, but have a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. And after all, it is a freedom-loving fantastic. We're taking America back, one heart, one mind, one issue at a time, Friday. Welcome to the broadcast. A quick recap of yesterday's show, brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. Do business with the good guys whenever you can. Thepowermall.com. Tell them Sam and Kurt sent you. We talked in hour one. Let's see here. My computer's not cooperating. All right, there we go. We had our guest on, Mr. Vincent Fanelli. USAPrepares.com, radio talk host, nationally syndicated, appears on this network. LibertyNewsRadio.com for details and times. We talked about Hillary Clinton's lawyer confirms that her email server was professionally wiped clean before she gave it to the feds. She deleted data. Judges are now saying she didn't follow the rules. The truth is she involved herself in criminal activity. They ought to toss her in the clink for that. But she's been violating the laws for literally decades, and no one seems to care. Why? Because she's part of the inside elite group. Should we have that in America? Well, the founders believed that was dangerous, to say the least. The renewable clean energy con game is what we talked about with Vincent for the rest of the hour. And I've mentioned to you that these wind power and solar power, quote, clean energy solutions, I've mentioned to you how bogus they are. They don't work. They're not sustainable. They're not affordable either. The payback will never work. The stability will not, I shouldn't say will never work. The stability doesn't work either. And could those technologies work? Absolutely. But because of government regulation, government manipulation, and government subsidization, they won't work. And you're being deceived about the truth. Even the old technologies are subsidized by your government. So it's hard to even get a handle on what the real costs of energy really are. Nevertheless, Vincent did a case study where he shows you, look, it takes like 22 years to get a payback on even the most simple of solar panel installations. And then if you scale it up, it doesn't get any better. Sam and Kurt have done our own case study. We've talked to different folks that actually provide you the government tax incentive stipends and everything else into the mix, and they still don't make financial sense, even with government subsidies. So you're being deceived, folks. It's not a sustainable option. It's not a reliable option. The most reliable options currently right now are coal, natural gas, and if we really were to educate ourselves and invest in steam technology, it could be tremendous. You could even do tiny nuclear plants, believe it or not, that would be fairly safe. They got one of those at the University of Utah, if you think I'm crazy. People just walk around it and look at it and learn about it and stuff. It's small. But those things could be done. Now, if you combine wind and solar with some kind of a generator, you can get somewhere. Maybe a natural gas or a diesel generator. But individually, it's too much maintenance. It's too expensive. It's too hard to handle. But we ought to decentralize and do it on a community or a small neighborhood basis, a co-op private sector basis. But nobody's looking at those kind of realities or options to find out the appropriate efficiencies and the the roll out simple plans to make those things happen. No one's really looking at those things. That's where we ought to be looking. If we left these technologies to the free market and we got rid of government subsidization and we got rid of government regulation and we got rid of government manipulation, you know what? These technologies could come to the forefront and be tremendous. I'm not saying that they'll never work, but it's a con game by the government to force everything to be centralized. And it's a con game to force everyone to somehow leave government in the middle of it, whether it be the global warming debate, and they want to regulate you by carbon emissions and carbon credits and everything else, right on down to how many kids you have and how many people breathe and et cetera. It's a con game, folks, and it's a control game. Great broadcast. Vincent Finelli was on the radio with us yesterday. It is available on demand still at LibertyRoundtable.com and on your Roku player. Hour two. What are the blood moons? Kurt had a caller friend of his, Mike, dial in and tell us, hey, what are the blood moons? How do they affect my life was the question. We also tied it to the six-day war discussion and more. And the bottom line is it's very interesting. There are a lot of signs in the skies delivered by the Almighty to us. Can we learn about them? Are they prophetic? Are they biblical? In many cases, yes. What do you do about them? A lot of people want to panic and think something crazy is coming. Well, there's no doubt there's perilous times ahead as we violate the commandments of God. No doubt he punishes us. However, can we look forward with faith rather than fear? Absolutely. Can we prepare spiritually, temporally, and more? Absolutely. And that's what we ought to do. We shouldn't panic, but we should get a little bit of food, a little bit of way to protect ourselves, a little bit of medical supplies, a little bit of beans, band-aids, and bullets, as they say. We can prepare spiritually by praying to the Almighty, repenting of our sins, turning to God for guidance. And as we remember him, we can receive direction through the Holy Spirit of what we should do and how and when we should do it. All right. We also talked about bison is the new beef. They say as more diners choose it over steak. Well, it's expensive. Very few people even know about buffalo meat. It's incredibly good, though. And you know what? It's becoming more popular. But this headline that makes you believe that more people are eating, you know, buffalo than steak, they're crazy. You can't even walk into the average restaurant and get buffalo meat. It's rare to get. Yeah, I'm not saying you can't get it. You can buy it online. It's usually $8, $9, $10 a pound. It's incredibly good. It's very lean meat. Tastes incredible. Once in a while, you can find a buffalo burger somewhere, but, you know, the idea that it's more popular than steak is crazy. It's kind of like saying Sam Bushman and Kurt Cosby are more popular than Glenn Beck, kind of an idea. Now we may be the more pure real deal, but when you say more popular, come on now. So, see, it's like that. More people are listening to Sam and Kurt on Liberty Roundtable every day, though, right? All right, Russia looks to make food smuggling as serious as arms trade? Yeah, I guess there's a battle between the East and the West, and some say that it's going to be an all-out war with Russia. I pray that doesn't come true. If we learn to follow the Founders' Creed, which is to avoid foreign entanglements and to have a humble George Washington-style foreign policy, that's what we need to look towards for solutions, by the way. Sam Ray, teenage boy, working on his truck. Somehow the jack slipped, truck fell on him, 5,000 pounds. He begged God to save him. He said what happened next was an answer to his prayer. Got this story from The Blaze. Incredible story, by the way. And bottom line is this boy prayed. He just thought in his mind. All of a sudden, inspiration came to him, and he said, you know what? So he butt-dialed by just moving his body around, made Siri respond, and he was able to dial 911 and get help. He believes it was an answer to prayers, and he's alive today. What a tremendous story. Him and his parents are grateful as could be. And I had mentioned right before that yesterday on the second hour of the broadcast how, you know, you need to replace fear with faith. There are bad times and tough times ahead. No doubt about it. It isn't going to be a fun ride. At the same time, God does protect those who follow him. All right, we also talked about this incredible London sky pool. It'll let the super rich swim through the air. It's strung between two buildings. It's glass, so you can see through it. And you're like swimming in this tube way above the city. Wow. Weird stuff, what the rich do with their money, huh? Men also claim to find Nazi train loaded with treasure in Poland. I don't know if the train's real or not, but time will tell. They claim it's all real. right? That's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. The amount of news we cover in a single broadcast is just amazing. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, Kurt. You remember the battle flag, don't you, sir?
I think so. All right. South Carolina.
Well, there's this black dude named Chris Spencer. There's only one reason I mentioned that he's black, and I'll tell you about it in seconds. He's a teenager. He's a sports athlete, a star. His headline, it's not racism to me.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, you ever heard of Hurley, Virginia, ladies and gentlemen? Hurley, Virginia, well, their high school team is known as the Rebels, Kurt. And this school is very interesting. I know the world says that it means hate everywhere, but not to the town of Hurley. Not to the residents in Hurley. It means heritage, not hate, is the claim. You say, what are you talking about, Sam? Well, this guy named Chris Spencer is the only African-American student at his high school. He's a senior running back. And they got the Confederate battle flag on their helmets, their football team. They've got it at center court at the gym. And, well, they say it's our flag. It's our mascot. It just means our school. And, well, there's battle flags everywhere, Kurt. It's on the doors of the school when you walk in. But this black guy, he doesn't even have to wait to look at the battle flag when he goes to the government school, Kurt. No, sir. He's got that dude tattooed on his forearm, buddy. So this black guy by the name of Chris Spencer, a high school senior in Hurley, Virginia, he basically has the battle flag on his forearm. And when he grabs the ball and runs with that dude, he tucks that ball right under that flag there and runs. And everybody in the community says, leave us alone. You and the world just want to make nothing but confusion out of this. It's heritage, not hate. We don't hate anybody. And even the black guy is with us on this, to the point where he tattooed it on his arm. It's about history. It's about heritage. It's about we believe in America and the fights that our founders had. Is it political when a black guy has on his forearm, Kurt, the rebel battle flag? You got to kind of wonder when he shows his battle flag tattooed to people, what the heck's going on around here? Is it really hate? Chris says, no. Believe it or not, the flags are on the school in the, well, school's main office, Kurt. What do you think?
They're going to have to bulldoze that school and the whole town, as far as I can tell. I mean, you know, you just have to get things cleaned up and straightened up, you know, when you got these evil things going on like this. I mean, you know, never mind Benghazi and Hillary and the IRS and the Federal Reserve and, you know, stuff like this. I mean, that's nothing when you compare it to the battle flag and, the crazy things like that going on.
Now they say this black dude, Chris Spencer, wears his heart on his sleeve with his battle flag tattoo under it, Kurt. The community's overwhelmingly white, though, Kurt.
This guy may have to just be post-aborted. What do they call that? You know, when, they're talking about doing that up to age 2 or something. So maybe they just got to extend it for him. I mean, he doesn't fit in this world, Sam. And so, you know, he'd need to be kind of vacated from the planet, I think, you know, as far as I can tell. I mean, you know, that's just.
Yeah, they
have to ask.
They have this other word in here, Kurt, Confederate.
There you go. I mean, you know, that's just one more proof. He's got to be. Maybe they could put him on Mars or something. You know, I mean, they've been working on that. But,
well, I got a question.
The planet.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm allowed to say this or anything, but is this black guy gone Confederate, Kurt?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean,
you know.
Those people, you know, I mean, they're just all bad, you know.
It doesn't mean racism to me. Chris Spencer shows his Confederate battle flag tattoo. Mm-hmm. It means heritage, not hate, says the principal of the school. Now,
yeah.
I bring this story up because in my personal opinion, this is the attitude that we as a nation need to take. The black guy's not against the whites. The whites aren't against the black. They're just working together. This guy's a star senior running back for the school. I don't think anybody gave him a black glass ceiling or anything. And he says, I just don't even know about this hate stuff. We all get along. We all work great. A guy on his football team says, what are you talking about? We all love the flag. So to this little community, Kurt, that's not manipulated by government/mainstream press deception and division, these people are all just going, what are you talking about? It represents our heritage. It's who we are. Leave us alone. Go away. And I think we need more of that, Kurt. And they basically say, you know, it means heritage, not hate. Now, that's a slogan that, in my opinion, should go viral, Kurt. Right?
Yeah.
Because I believe that's really the key here. And it's the same thing when we talk about religion. Just because I believe in one man, one woman, traditional, time-tested marriage, that doesn't mean that I hate people who don't believe in that. It just means I want to stick with our heritage.
Mm-hmm.
Heritage
You mean, are you pro-choice, Sam?
Yeah. When it comes to that,
yes. Like you're pro-choice.
But I'm also pro-life pro-choice, maybe.
Oh, I mean, these guys that say they're pro-choice, they're only pro-choice for, like, you can kill a baby, but, like, if you want a different flag on your arm, oh, that's not a choice you can make, right? I mean, if you want a choice of, like, a husband and wife, family, children, you know, that's just another, you know, no, you can't choose that, right?
Yes, sir. Now they say a lot of these states are getting rid of the symbols everywhere, so maybe they'd have to ditch the symbols but keep the name Rebels, Kurt. I think the mainstream press and the government's already considering them rebels because they don't want to fall for the lie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good point.
They say they have a mining community there, Kurt, and they say the problem is people want to attack our flag and our jobs.
Yep.
The liberals, the tree huggers, want to shut down our mines.
You got to get rid of those. Yeah, I mean, you know, no kidding. I mean, those have to be other places on the planet where the air doesn't come here.
Oh,
the air just stays right there where that, you know, particular thing is. I mean, it just, you know, it's that area. You know, I mean, that's.
Now, back in 1951, Kurt, they had this dude that was on the team called Smiley. That guy ran around with a battle flag, and they called him Smiley because he was smiling all the time. Now, I'm talking about if you want to see a symbol of hate, there it is.
That's right.
Smiling, flag-carrying, I mean.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't worry, they went from nothing to champions that year, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This guy basically won the 53-54 season as coach, this Smiley dude, and then he busted out and he got into the coal industry.
Oh,
he made his fortune in coal, Kurt. I mean, talk about ruining things.
I mean, it's just like being in drugs, you know, or worse, isn't it, Sam?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, they fought for the South in the Civil War, Kurt.
Well, there you have it.
Now, the weightlifting equipment even has the battle flag on it, Kurt. What would Smiley think of the retiring of the battle flag, Kurt?
That is.
They say keep it flying high and hurly. Yeah.
Good point.
They want you to know that Hurley's a good place. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody calls your friend, to use the country song. And they say the battle flag is a part of all that. Kurt, it's a symbol of spirit, tradition, and pride.
Wow.
Yeah. People started calling us to ask how soon we'd paint over the flag. Want another response?
A bunch of pro-choice people.
Y'all going to be waiting a long time.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. In fact, some of their opponents stomped and spit on their flag after they won.
There you go.
But Smiley just kept smiling, Kurt.
You mean he didn't, like, shoot him or
no,
cut
dude,
him
he just smiled and went, you know what? You guys don't understand our heritage. All right, quick pause. Sam and Kurt, News the Networks Refuse to Use, straight ahead on your radio.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
A backpack is more than just a bag, it's a statement. Whether you're a student or a professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Extendivite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Oh, I had a problem with breathing. Well, I stopped to do some walking. I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill, and I feel great.
I had 3 bypasses 10 years ago, and I was in bed almost 24 hours a day, and painkillers out of this world. I started taking this. I'm down to almost no painkillers at all, and it helped my circulation 100%. My medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no way it went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking. He said, don't stop taking it. I wouldn't do without it. It's unbelievable.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this vigor stuff about? Well, vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called vigor. Would you like to improve your vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free vigor score test today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
It doesn't mean racism to me. That's what Chris Spencer, this black guy in Hurley, Virginia, says. He shows his Confederate battle flag tattoo. It means heritage, not hate, and the mainstream press doesn't know what to do with him. Now, I got some weird things going on in this story, Kurt. You remember how I always tell you there's just weird, weird things in stories where you go, man, is this really real? I mean, are you serious? So, there's this pastor there, Kurt, a religious guy, right? It's a pastor, okay? And this pastor's name is Eugene Whited.
Whited.
W-H-I-T-E-D. Yeah, so isn't that Whited, Kurt?
Yeah, that sounds like it.
So his name is Eugene Whited. Now, he's the head of Blackie Baptist Church, Kurt.
Wow.
This is not a joke. And he offered a sermon, Kurt, near the mount where somebody got way up there a couple hundred feet up and painted the battle flag. And outsiders don't know how anybody got up there to paint the flag, but they say, we love our flag. We got it done. Anyway, he teaches in his sermon, Kurt, that football is like the game of life. What's this guy doing? He says they should remember Philippians 4:13, Kurt. You know what that is?
That's a scripture in the Bible.
Yeah, good. I'm glad Kurt's so caught up on scripture. Anyway, it says how they can do, these football players.
I'll look it up.
How they can do all things
all
through
things.
Christ.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I who strengthens them.
Yeah.
So let me get this straight. You got this black guy in a 97% white community off the beaten path in Hurley, Virginia, who have the battle flag, the Confederate, I better use that word, battle flag as their symbol. And to them, it's a symbol of love and heritage, not a symbol of hate at all. And this black guy, who says it doesn't mean racism to him, has this flag tattooed on his arm. And then this pastor, Eugene Whited, I don't know if he's white or black, don't care.
Yeah,
he's a Blackie Baptist Church, Kurt.
Yeah.
This dude wants to teach a sermon about how football's like the game of life, and you can do all things through Christ. Who strengthens them? Now, minutes later, this pastor gets on the sound system before a game, and Kurt...
That's a rip.
He busts out and says a prayer, sir.
A prayer?
I kid you not. Game. This dude just takes off the gloves and says
and
a prayer.
This is in Russia?
No, dude. U.S. of A, baby.
America?
Roger that. Yes, sir.
Whoa.
Then they carry the battle flag onto the field as if going to battle, and the crowd cheers. They call it small town sweetness, Kurt. You ought to come and try it, they say. Now
we've tried it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's phenomenal. By the way, the reporters descended on the scene, Kurt.
Of course, to fix things. Yeah.
To ask some pointed questions. Now listen carefully. The community wonders why USA Today Sports is here. They worry that any publicity will be negative publicity. Why? Because outsiders can't truly understand their love of town, team, and flag.
Yeah, makes no sense to them, does it?
They say it has nothing to do with hate or anything else these people want to say. We're one big, fat, happy family here. You can see it tonight. No one's fighting. We're actually praying. The football team's not getting drunk, doing drugs, or getting with women. They're learning from their pastor of Blackie Church about how Christ can help them do all things, and learning about discipline through the game of football and comparing it by the coach to life. Now, listen. They say the national story will only lead to no good. When this hits USA Today, we as a town are ruined. The team leaders say, predicting that protesters from elsewhere will arrive before the season's out. Why punish the kids, they say.
Maybe they can start burning cars and stuff there. You know what I mean? Jesse Jackson to the rescue, and what's the other? Oh, Big Al Sharpton. You know, I mean, you got to get guys like that involved down there, you know, to kind of help things out.
Now, Eugene Whitehead, pastor of Blackie Church in this town. They say, we believe the flag means what we choose it to mean. They don't care what it means to a wider world. They just want to be left alone and watch their team, Kurt, the Rebels, under the battle flag, score touchdowns. That's all they want, Kurt. Now, that sounds like just hatred big time. Don't you think they're spreading that hate? Now, let me explain this guy, this black kid that has the tattoo on his forearm. He says, not only does it remind me of heritage in my town and history, but since it's the mascot of our school and since it's the flag that we played ball under, it reminds me of my football days. Now, that is the biggest hate statement I've ever seen in my life, Kurt. Could you imagine that kid saying it reminds me of the football glory days, Kurt? I mean, that's just like, whoa.
Some kind of evil stuff going on.
I think that we need to take this town, and if the alternative media could really make a big difference, I think we ought to take this town and put it up as a symbol of the solutions in America. To say, you know what, this political correct stuff, we could lead the charge with Trump. And we could say this political correct stuff is bogus. And these good, honest Americans don't care what color they are. Led by good, honest people that want to celebrate heritage, not hate. Race and color and none of those things matter. They're a big, happy family, and they're setting the standard for peace and humility. And, well, with Christ, they can do all things, kind of a message, Kurt. I couldn't say it better myself. I think this town ought to be put up on as an example. You know what? America's all about small town USA. America's all about good, honest people working together. And I think we need a whole lot more of that and a whole lot less of anything else, Kurt. So here's the question. Could we change the game to where the battle flag means heritage, not hate, Kurt?
Imagine that.
Wouldn't that be tremendous? See, I knew I was on the Southern Poverty Law Center's hate list for something.
Yeah. There you go.
Trying to get everybody together and focus on heritage. How bad you are. Working with a black dude with a battle tattoo on his arm. I mean, just crazy stuff. You know, meeting
You're
up with pastors that want to pray over the loudspeaker system. Mm-hmm. See what I mean? That guy busted out the loudspeakers to pray, Kurt. And the cops, Kurt, didn't even do anything. I guess a couple of them folded their arms, though, Kurt.
Yeah, very good.
Ooh, see that? I mean, that is just over the top. All right. Anyway, I just thought I'd tell you that story. And I know some might say, Sam, you sure spent a lot of time on that story. And I did. But there's a reason, because there's so many points to like in this story. These people got the mainstream press. They say, hey, the second USA Today descends on us, we're ruined. These people are going to just take it all out of context. They're going to lie and manipulate and tweak our real intentions beyond recognition. All I'm telling you is it just goes to show what the deal is here. Now, I'm not really for tattoos personally. So if I was Chris's dad, I would have asked him, don't get a tattoo, buddy. There's better ways to celebrate the flag. That's just me. I don't believe in painting up my body. Nevertheless, Chris sounds like a good, hardworking guy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and by the way, he happens to be black. I don't know if he's blacker or whiter than Mr. Whited of Blackie Church.
They're not going to really promote that guy, you know. I mean, this guy will never get the coverage of Al Sharpton. Or
I think that'd let him hang out with Tim Tebow and get some coverage, Kurt. They ought to pray together.
Jackson. Amen to that.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, what I don't understand, too, what on earth is this Blackie Church about, Kurt? Can you do that?
It was maybe, you know, how they have, like when you get insurance and you have a, you know, sickness before, Sam. What do they call that?
Well, they won't cover that condition.
Pre-existing condition.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this might have been a church with pre-existing conditions. You know, something.
But I'm
like
telling
that.
You, it's called Blackie Church.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think they got black people in there, Kurt, or is it all for white people? White people go to the Blackie Church.
You know, I don't know.
You think all the black people could go to the Whitey Church or Whitehead's Church? Oh, the Whitehead Church and the Black Church are the same church. The Whitehead pastor with the Blackie Church, that's the same church, Kurt.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe they could all go to church together.
A ball game. Mm-hmm. At a government school, I think, you know, they're even praying.
Maybe they ought to call the pastor Blackie and the church Whitey or Whited Church.
Mm-hmm. Pretty interesting, huh?
All right. Well, there you have that. Just thought I'd bring that to your attention. It's just crazy what goes on, though. I mean, it's just amazing when you really learn. These people in this town just want to be left alone. All right, we'll tell you about how online news overtakes the television, Kurt, in seconds. Sam and Kurt, news that networks refuse to use. You're listening to Liberty Roundtable at libertyroundtable.com, syndicated by Republic Broadcasting Network and Liberty News Radio.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, this issue gets crazier, Kurt. I guess this is what happened when white people carried guns in Ferguson. White people in Ferguson with guns. Now, that's crazy, Kurt.
Well, you're talking about the Oath Keepers that cruised there to, you know, as far as I could tell, they were there to support and protect well, this guy was a reporter for InfoWars. And, you know, these guys went in there keeping the laws, as far as I could tell. And yet some folks, you know, I mean, these are probably a bunch of pro-choice kind of folks, but they didn't want these people to have that choice. You know, and they were ticked off to see them carrying their, I don't know if they were AK-47s or whatever they were, but they were openly displayed over their shoulders. And they said they went in there to protect the rights of these reporters from InfoWars. And
they had an incredible hate-filled message. Are you ready?
Yeah.
No violence.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm just crazy.
You sure tell. Yeah. Yep.
That's now, here's the thing. Among those white people with guns were some black people, though, Kurt.
Yeah. Imagine that. Ferguson, okay. Missouri. And when they showed up there, you know, they didn't really have any more problems. In fact, everybody was kind of... what would you say? Kind of subdued.
Well, they were saying yes, sir, and yes, ma'am, and no, thank you, ma'am, and no, thank you, sir, and that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, I guess they were led by a man who gave his name only as John, a group, they say, whose members wore bulletproof vests, kind of like protecting themselves, and carried sidearms in addition to combat-style rifles, said they had come to protect a journalist from the conservative InfoWars.com website. They said there were problems here. There were people who got hurt. We needed to be prepared for that.
Yeah, see, they don't want people getting hurt, Kurt. I mean, that's just, if you want a hate-filled message, buddy, there it is.
That I know. He noted that Missouri state laws generally allow the open carrying of heavy weapons of the kind that his group were brandishing. Brandishing, see, that's a fancy word that they want to tell you, you know, make it seem like, hey, you're just flipping it around and showing it all off. But they were just...
And that you're almost pulling a gun on somebody is the idea, whereas yeah, carrying it doesn't threaten somebody. But if you brandish it, Kurt, whoa.
Yeah. They say many in the crowd question the wisdom of openly carrying such heavy weapons into an emotionally charged situation.
Now, let me remind these people that are questioning that wisdom, that is the law. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, as far as I can tell, the other kind of system where they, you know, keep the police at bay and, you know, leave everything alone, and then they just let them burn cop cars and businesses and everything. How's that been working?
There's a little
you?
Less wisdom one in of that, our buddy. As far as I'm thinking.
Yeah. As one of our buddies would say, has that been working for you so far, huh? But anyway, it was an interesting story. You know, the Southern Poverty Law Center, by the way, has described the Oath Keepers as a fiercely anti-government militaristic group.
See, that's bogus. By the way, half of them or more used to work for the government in some capacity, just so you know.
That's what I was thinking. They say they're current and former U.S. soldiers and police who aim to protect the U.S. Constitution. And by the way, they put aim in there.
Yeah, because like you're pointing a rifle at the Constitution. See, these people are nuts.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, good for the Oath Keepers.
All white guys.
They are, only in the photo, though. Because I personally know a lot of Oath Keepers around the country, Kurt, with my position with the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. By the way, Mac will be with us next hour. As the Vice President of Operations of the CSPOA, I deal with the Oath Keepers quite a bit, Kurt, and I'm friends with Stuart Rhodes, and so are you. And I know that there's black folks within that organization for sure, because I've worked with them.
But Sam, I'm sure these guys were only there to protect white people. I mean, if a black person was in trouble, they wouldn't.
Well, then how come black-owned businesses were protected by the Oath Keepers when the rioting was going down a year ago? What's up with that?
Oh, maybe they couldn't see. Must have been colorblind.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if they'd defend Blackie's church. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
all right, now, digital takeover, Kurt. They say 71 magazines lose subscribers. Online news overtakes TV. The mainstream press blatantly reporting this. Online websites have now cemented their position as the nation's number one source of news, overtaking television and practically burying print publications 6 feet under. So the mainstream press losing their grip, Kurt, every day, and we at Liberty News Radio and Republic Broadcasting are taking on the news, the mainstream press, like never before. And they don't know what to do with this, Kurt, because our word's getting out.
They say some of the big-time losers are Time, Playboy, Reader's Digest, and In Touch. They say the Reuters...
I guess In Touch is out of touch now.
Amen to that. They say they also found that printed newspapers are at their lowest point for being a news source, even below social media websites. They say to keep pace, many news operations have shifted emphasis to digital platforms, and many have moved to paywalls, including the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times. What is a paywall, Sam? Do you want to explain?
Yeah, what a paywall means is you've got to pay and get a subscription to view their content. So normally you just view content, it's free. That's kind of the way the net's been. The internet's been open and everything else. A paywall says, Kurt, if you want to read the New York Times articles or USA Today or this or that, if they had a paywall in place that say, you know, you got to pay a fee, a yearly fee or whatever, and then you get a login to view the news. And just so you know, paywalls are the death of the mainstream press, by the way.
Have you paid for
Absolutely
paywalls?
Not.
You know, every time I've seen them, you know, come up where they'll say, man, hurry up. You could get for $19 a year, you can get access to whatever. You
know, then I close my browser window and go, I can get a lot of other news for free and y'all can go away. Goodbye. Sooner you go under, sooner you're 6 feet under, the better.
That's right. It just keeps going away like that. But anyway.
Well, and they don't get it yet. They don't understand. See, the olden days in America was radio was free. And you would, you know, you'd hear a little bit of advertisements, Kurt. You'd hear a few. Mm-hmm. You might have, you know what? Our sponsor for this hour is Freeze Dry Guy, or our sponsor this hour is, you know, your raw honey. Get yours today. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. And they might say, you know, our sponsor this half hour is the Power Mall. Go to thepowermall.com and tell them Sam and Kurt sent you. Do business with the good guys. And they'd have a couple of sponsors like that, but it wouldn't be overwhelming just commercials everywhere. Now they've created so many commercials and so much pay and to play and all this stuff to where nobody wants it, Kurt. There's just too much free stuff out there. And as every time the mainstream press makes a move to try to, you know, protect their financial empire, the more they just melt down. And the more we promote stuff for free, the big, you know, the more we grow. Because people want a little bit of return to yesteryear, return to yesterday when it comes to availability of content. Look, if I give you an hour of programming, how much of that hour should be commercials?
Oh, you know, like half of it, right?
So, hey, if you're Glenn Beck, that's what happens. If you're Rush Limbaugh, all those big hosts, that's what happens. Now, I'll just describe our clock to you so you know really quick. 0 to 5 is news. It's 5 minutes of news. There's one commercial in it from the news provider. So there's really 4 minutes of news and one commercial. That's 20% is commercials. Mm-hmm. All right. Then we have a one-minute commercial for the local radio stations, three-minute national commercial, three-minute local commercial, three-minute national commercial, and a one-minute local commercial. When you figure it all out, Kurt, right? Mm-hmm. You got 5 minutes of commercials in the first half hour. You've got 7 minutes of commercials in the second half hour. That's 12 minutes mm-hmm. of commercials.
Yeah.
What percent is that?
12 out of 60
yes, sir.
Would be one-fifth 20%. Or 20%.
Okay, so while most have literally almost half commercials, really, you take the Glenn Beck program or some of these other programs, Kurt, you strip out all the commercials, all their stuff, and you end up with literally like 33, 34 minutes of content. It's crazy. With us, Kurt, only 20% is that. And so there you have it. And, you know, I'm just saying it's
amazing.
And many
of those commercials, by the way, they're, in my opinion, they're not just, hey, you got to buy this or that. You know, for example, they're promoting the Give Me Liberty Fund, which basically is like a news story of how to, you know, fix or provide solutions for America.
So you're right. Them,
they're just not the same kind of commercials that you're used to.
And a lot of them are like-minded commercials for things that you actually would like to learn about or something like that, or that you'd like to be part of.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like the Power Mall, for example. You can get health and healing herbs all over the world, but you know what? What if you go do business with the good guys? We teach principles about business ownership and entrepreneurship and all these kind of things. So it's just different, but really not that much of our time is dedicated to commercials comparatively. I mean, literally, we provide like 13 more minutes of live programming than they do per hour. That is just, significant. All right, Windows 10, I guess it's got a Microsoft update to Windows 10, and it's causing problems. It's updating computers and forcing computers to reboot over and over and over. So you might want to hold off on that until they get that fixed.
Just saying.
Yeah. Trump's in the news. Why don't we see next hour what's Trump's up to? Bush and Trump are taking off the gloves, Kurt. We got Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack with us next hour as well. We'll chat with him. He's teaching school now, doing the CSPOA on the Fridays and the weekends. He's with us. Anyway, we got a lot cooking, folks. Hour one in the can, hour two coming up. Everybody standing together for God, family, and country, and it's all about the love that the Black Eyed Peas were saying. Where's the love? We got it. Liberty Roundtable Live. That's what's happening. You want to turn your phone into a radio? All right, it's simple and free. Anytime, any phone, anywhere, smile and dial 712-432-5339. That's 712-432-5339. We the people can restore America. LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure.